Well, Paul, in the cup, a win is a win.
Yeah, it is. It is. Look, we've had two games now, two different performances, but two results, and that's the most pleasing thing.
What would you say about your side's performance tonight, and how would you assess it for us?
We knew it was going to be a really tough game. I think you've got to give York a lot of credit. They made things really, really difficult for us, but we knew they would. You know, since Nigel's come in here, they've picked up a lot of really good results, especially here. And with them watched at Tranmere on Saturday, and we knew it would be a tough game for us, you know. And I suppose the pleasing things they win, making five changes and still being able to keep a clean sheet, and Jamie McCoon returning after a long time out, you know. So football wise we didn't play anywhere near the way we wanted to, but you've got to give York credit because they stopped us doing that. And I suppose the one real bit of quality in the game came from Harry Forrester.
The first half was quite scrappy, wasn't it? Neither side really got going in that first half. Do you think it was maybe a follow-on effect from a long trip on Saturday?
Look, a little bit. And, you know, making five changes, we thought we would have evened that out. But I think that, you know, York make it very difficult for you to play. And they worked ever so hard. We knew coming here with them being the slight underdogs, they had nothing to lose, so they could have a right proper go at us. The good thing was we got the clean sheet.
Yeah, you mentioned that the weekend. The clean sheet was what you praised at the weekend, and Jed Stay tonight made two or three very good saves at important times.
Yeah, he was outstanding. You know, I thought he was really composed on Saturday without having too much to do, and tonight he showed his quality with his shot stopping.
And that's why you brought him in, isn't it? You know, the experience in terms of he's been at Aston Villa, he's the man who's coming out to try and get that experience under his belt, but he's got the quality there.
He has, and look, I know there was a few eyebrows raised at his lack of games, but that was something that didn't worry us, because we know that he's a top keeper. You don't go to Aston Villa and work with Brad Guzan and Shea Given and the likes of that and then not have anything about you.
In terms of Harry Forrester, came off the bench, two goals in two games for him now. He's a real firecracker in that side, isn't he?
He is, and he still needs games under his belt. You know, they're leaving Rob Jones out tonight, and Harry, with the lack of game time they've had in the last year. Nathan Tyson, very similar. You know, a few of them had little knocks as well. So we felt that tonight, with the using the squad well, managing the squad properly, was the right time to do it.
How key a player could Forrester be for you this season? Because he does have that electric spark about him, doesn't he? He's the man who can really do something. He's got that little thing there that can surprise people.
He's a very good footballer. He's very forward thinking. Every time he gets the ball, he's got a picture in his head and he wants to make things happen. Mm. You know, we've seen that as soon as he came on tonight, and we've seen that with the quality in the goal.
In terms as well of what this means, what about priority wise now? You've obviously got another game added into the fixture list, but you could have one of the big boys as such.
Like we could do. You know, you asked me that on Saturday about priorities, and tonight was a priority because it was the next game. We want to win as many games as we can. We want to get as much game time in the players as we can, because a majority of them have missed that pre-season. So it was a fantastic workout, tough game. As I said, we'll give York a lot of credit because they made it really difficult for us.
Was it important to avoid extra time tonight? Not many people would want extra time in this kind of situation, extra minutes in the legs.
Not ideally, but at the same time, once you're out there, you want to win the game. And if it means extra time, it means penalty, or it means 90 minutes, you know, we take that. But I'd like to say it was a game plan to win it that late in the game, because they can't come back, but it wasn't.
Yeah, tactical genius bringing on Harry Forrester.
Yeah, or not.
Jamie McCoom, you mentioned it. It's been a long road for him, hasn't it?
We're all absolutely delighted for him. Jamie had done a little bit of light training on Friday. Trained yesterday, and I don't think he was expecting to play tonight. But we're going to try and arrange a game for him this week to get some minutes under his belt. And we made the decision that there was a game already that he could play in. So we chucked him in at the deep end a little bit, but I thought he was magnificent. And everybody's, he's such a good lad, such a top pro. Everybody's delighted for him.
Did you do that as a bit of a surprise then, in terms of he didn't necessarily know, so he wasn't maybe concerned or worried about it coming up?
I spoke to him yesterday about it, and I think he thought I was off my head, which he's probably right with. But at the same time, you know, and if we're going to arrange a game from tomorrow and get 90 minutes under his belt, he may as well play tonight.
What about momentum for your side now? Two wins from two, one in the cup, one in the league.
Yeah, I said that to the players afterwards, you know, and sometimes it's really pleasing as a manager to win when you're not playing well, because it shows you they've got the right characters in the changing room, you know. And the last time these guys went up, they ground out results by winning 1-0, by keeping clean sheets and nicking a goal. We believe that our performance on Saturday, football-wise, was very good. It wasn't quite there tonight, but we still showed that we've got a way to win, and that's the most important thing.
And we know that you assembled your squad quite late before the start of this season, but you've shown by being able to make five changes tonight, you've got the quality there and quite a bit of the depth as well.
We have, and it's, look, I thought young Liam Wakefield done okay tonight. You know, a lot of them who did come in haven't had a lot of game time. A lot of them who played Saturday hadn't had a lot of game time, so we're trying to keep that in mind as well. You know, we keep a note of the minutes the players are on the pitch. In the first sort of few weeks, stroke couple of months of the season, we're going to have to manage that till everybody gets up to speed.
And in terms of your business now and bringing players in, done and dusted, got to ask you.
You ask me that all the time.
Yeah. I know, we've got to ask you every week now until the window closes.
I know, you're getting a bit boring now. yeah, for the time being.
Loans, possibly? We might consider that if you need to?
Not at the minute.